Welcome to the Happiness Podcast, where we talk about how to find the lost happiness. My name is Mohit Dobrial. Thank you for joining me and lending me your ears. I'm extremely grateful that you are here today. I would like to thank all of you for taking your precious time. So today, we are gonna talk about the nature of mind. The mind, which is part of the subtle body, plays a major role in causing misery to the living being condition in material existence. So it's very important to know how the mind functions, its nature, its behavior, and the method of controlling it in order to utilize it positively. The mind is sometimes compared to a monkey that jumps from one branch to another. The mind never stays stable on one object. It has a nature of thinking about one object at one time and to think another at the next moment. The mind is also sometimes compared to a child who is very restless and mischievous. Everyone is torn apart completely in trying to satisfy the demands of the mind. The mind is not satiated, no matter how many of desires you try to fulfill. Uncontrolled mind, what it can do to you? The position of a person whose mind and senses are uncontrolled become pitiable. On one side, the tongue is pulling him to arrange for a tasty food, then thirst drags one to get a suitable drink. Simultaneously, the six organs clamor for satisfaction and the senses of touch demand soft, sensuous objects. The belly hurts one until it's filled. The ears demand to hear pleasant sounds. The senses or smell hankers for pleasant aromas, and the fickle eyes clamor for pleasing sights. The senses, organs, and limbs, all desiring satisfaction, pull the living entity in many directions. All these senses wander astray in all directions due to an uncontrolled mind. A foolish man who knows no solution when faced with dangers in life may fall prey to bad vices like smoking, drinking, or suicide to free himself from suffering, but he is inviting more suffering than ever before. In modern times, we can practically see people getting stressed, lack of confidence, lack of determination, and so on due to uncontrolled mind. What profit a man who has gained the entire world but has lost his own soul? Certainly, a sensible question. There is no peace and happiness in accumulation of wealth or possessing bodily beauty or in display of strength. The real secret of happiness is controlled mind, which is gradually achieved a God-conscious way of life, or you can say a spiritual life. The depression of the mind determines one's happiness or distress. The mind can be compared to a sharpened knife. The sharpened knife is used by miscreants to cause violence. But the same knife is used by an expert surgeon to save one's life. The knife itself is neither good nor bad. When the mind is controlled, one achieves the highest perfection of life. He voluntarily agrees to abide by the direction of the personality of Godhead, who is situated within the heart of everyone as a super soul. Such a person is unaffected by the dualities of material existence, namely distress and happiness, cold and heat. This state is practical samadhi or absorption in the supreme. Uncontrolled mind can do damage to oneself, family and society. Depression, stress, madness, weakened determination, hypertension, dangerous diseases, lack of confidence, loss of trust. So that's it for today. On the next episode of the Happiness Podcast, we are going to share some exercises that will help you to control your mind. Till then, goodbye.